Today, as we celebrate this feast, the Archangel Gabriel, we recognize the gift that God has given to us in the holy angels. The word angel, remember, means a messenger, so their task is to bring to us the word of God, the messages that God wants us to be able to know. It's how they operate within themselves. God actually tells the highest of the angels, whatever it is, and then it just passes down from one angel to the next to the next. Unlike human beings trying to play that silly telephone game, the angels don't get it messed up. Nobody gets anything wrong. It all goes perfectly right down the line. And then wherever it is that it gets to your guardian angel, if it's necessary, that will be given to you. Now, when we look at the angels, we know that there are only three whose names we actually know from sacred scripture. That's St. Michael, St. Raphael, and St. Gabriel. Every angel has a name. Your guardian angel has a name. We just don't know what their names are. But we know these three. And because of their position, they are chosen to bring the most important of the messages. So we see St. Gabriel being sent to be able to inform St. Daniel, the prophet, what was going to be happening. If you go back and reread the first reading, if you can make heads or tails of it, let me know. Apparently he was supposed to bring a very important message about how long the people were going to be in exile, what was going to happen, and all the other things. I don't know exactly what that means, 62 weeks of this and a week of that and this and that and the other, whatever. It's all going to happen exactly how the angel said, and someday when we're in heaven, we're going to be able to look at it and go, yeah, that's what Gabriel said to Daniel. In the meantime, I have no clue. But regardless of that, but we see that he is sent, as it says, because you are a man of great desire. Daniel truly wanted to understand what it was that the prophet Jeremiah had said. Because they were to be in exile, Jeremiah said, for 70 weeks. 70 weeks came and went, and he's looking at this going, wait a minute, here's what Jeremiah said, it's not happening, at least not the way that I would have expected it to happen, because 70 weeks is gone. How do we understand this? So he prays and he fasts, and he receives his answer. So for us too, the question has to do with how much desire there is. With our Blessed Lady, obviously her desire and her only desire was to do the will of God. She was perfectly united to the will of God in all things. And so when the time came, not recognizing herself to be in any way, shape, or form of any kind of worthiness for what was going to happen, because she was the most humble human person ever to have walked the face of the earth, the angel comes to her with the greatest message of all. That God is going to become one of us, that our redemption is now at hand. And it was through the power of an angel. God could have done this any way that he wanted to. And the Holy Spirit overshadowed our Blessed Lady for the conception of Jesus. The Holy Spirit could have infused the knowledge into her mind. He didn't do that. Instead, he sent an angel. And that angel didn't come simply to announce what was happening, but came to ask her the question, is she willing to do this? Because it required her free will. God wasn't going to force anything on her. And the same is true for you and me. God's not going to force anything on us. It requires our free will. Are we going to cooperate with God or are we not? Are we going to do what he's asking us to do or are we not? There is no possible way that Our Lady could have fully understood what was happening because it's an infinite mystery, so there's no way that she could have fully understood. And yet, thanks be to God, she was willing to say yes. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Now the question we have to ask is, what about ourselves? So number one, do we really have the desire, as we see through the prophet Daniel, who really wants to know the will of God? And do we have the humility and the charity to do what God asks. And think about that seriously, because it's what we actually have been taught to pray for, and we do every day. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, that doesn't just mean generically. It means thy will be done in my life as it is in the lives of all the people in heaven. Because in heaven, they only do the will of God. Everyone is perfectly united to the will of God. We give a lot of lip service to that. Oh, yeah, we want God's will to be done. Really? Till he wants me to do something different than what I think ought to be done, then I want to do my own will. So we look at those two human beings in the Gospels, in the readings today. We see the great desire to do the will of God. And because of that desire to do the will of God, no matter what it is, that's why they were blessed as they were. We need to make sure that we are striving for that same desire. Obviously, for a Blessed Lady, it was perfect. There was no sin that was in the way. Daniel was not perfect, but obviously a very gifted person from the time that he was a little kid. Maybe we don't have all of that, but that's not what's important. What's important is our disposition. Do we really want the will of God to be done in the world, in our own lives? If that's what we want, then we need to start conforming ourselves to that. Not trying to tell God what he ought to do, but allowing God to lead us, to show us what we ought to do. He does a much better job of being God than we do. We mess it up every time we try, and then we wind up in the confessional because we tried playing God once again. How many times, I mean, this is obviously a rhetorical question because I keep doing the same thing. How many times do we have to do this before we're finally going to learn? Let God be God. Works a whole lot better. And he's given us the angels to be able to help us if we really want the truth. He's given us the angels to guide us. He's given us the angels to protect us. He's given us the angels to give us everything that we need from him. But are we open to receive it? Those are the kinds of things we have to look at within ourselves. Because to look at Daniel, to look at Our Lady, yeah, we can keep that at an arm's distance. That happened a couple thousand years ago. That's pretty cool. Isn't that amazing? Guess what? It's happening right now in your life. Do we even know that it's happening? Are we even aware that it's happening? Do we even want it to happen? That's what we have to look at in our own hearts. Be able to ask ourselves, do we have that desire like Daniel? Do we have the humility and charity like our Blessed Lady to be able to say, thy will be done, to be able to say, be it done to me according to thy word.